The Fractal Hack. Right. Startup Twitch co-founder representing buying and selling in-game NFTs. Right. In early December, their following gained up to 100,000 users in their Discord. Right. And there was a fraudulent link in their Discord while they were minting those NFTs. Well, I mean, if you don't know by now, minting is when it's when they're dropped.
Right? Yep.
So through that Discord, there was a fake bot during that. Right. And Fractal's official Twitter account had posted a tweet just hours earlier hinting at an upcoming airdrop. So imagine being on Twitter and you're already following this and they're saying, okay, it's dropping now.
Yep.
And you get into the Discord, there's a fake link, and that link happens to be the hack, and they steal everything. This is what happened to Twitch co-founder who started this project called Fractal. And basically, hackers went into their Discord, and you know, a bot got linked up in there, and basically, that's it. Right? Imagine that. Done. Yeah. All your money gone.
You have a community of 100,000 people who think that a fake link is the right link for minting. Not a good situation.
Not at all.
But hits on the core of, like, you know, what you got to be careful about when you're looking at just NFT scams and what to watch out for. And as you're getting into the space, you'll see pretty quickly that the Discord has become the hub in a lot of cases for community communication, as well as incentivizing people to get onto the whitelist through different sorts of competitions and things within the Discord. But if you're unfamiliar with what Discord is, it is essentially a communication platform, just like, you know, think about a more custom iMessage, or if you use Slack at work, Discord is going to feel very similar to Slack, but it gives the person who creates what's called the server, which is essentially going to be the space, or like the space that you communicate with people in, a lot of customization. So they can have, you know, people who kind of are the admins of the server. They can have you do certain things to earn what's called XP, so you can be added to an early launch. You can have dedicated channels within your communication space for different types of communication, whether it's, you know, general chat or announcements, or, you know, show us your NFT and you post the one that you minted in there. People use these Discords in a lot of different ways, but the Discord behavior is different for all these projects. Some are super spammy. Some are a little more, like, I guess, legitimate with, like, real conversation happening. But what's so crazy to me about the Discord sort of interface, and what fooled me, if you didn't listen to, I think it was episode 2 where I talked about how I got scammed through Discord, was that the chats and the DMs, or like your communication spaces and your DMs, look the exact same in Discord. They pop up in the same place, and hackers have realized that. And you will get so many DMs once you've gotten into a couple of these Discord groups around people sending you fake links to different websites that almost look exactly like the right website, but they've just remade it. Or you'll get a DM to mint at the wrong mint site. So you've really got to be careful navigating your Discord DMs and your Discord conversations, and then verify every link. Like, now I have basically a three-step process. I verify every link. So if I'm trying to go mint an NFT, my process for going and minting the NFT is I go to the Discord, I look for the official links chat, which is usually going to be like a locked chat. I'll go find the link there. Then I'll go to the project on OpenSea. I'll find the link there. And then I will go to one of the social media accounts and I'll find the link there, and I make sure those three links match. So I triple verify every link now, because I literally lost, like, I mean, 3 to 5K somewhere in there getting scammed off wrong links. And that's just, unfortunately, the harsh reality of what it is right now.
That's interesting. I didn't know that there was a separate chat for the minting link.
Yeah.
Right. So I know better now not to just start clicking on links when I'm in a Discord, because I don't, you know, now I know what's going on. But I found a quick stat here. So cryptocurrency rug pulls, which is another term for crypto scam, NFT scam, cheated investors out of $8 billion in 2021. That's a lot of money.
Whoa.
$8 billion. So this isn't, you know, this is not chump change, man.
Wow.
A lot of people are getting scammed. So, in other words, when you're in the Discord, be super, super careful, as Jeb mentioned.
And when you go on, you know, so Discord is one world where you have to tread really lightly. You got to understand where your messages are coming from. You've got to understand that, like, these Discord was created for, like, gamers and people sort of in internet niches to communicate with each other. So there's a lot of settings that, unless the server was set up by someone who really knows Discord, there's going to be ways for other users to get in, function like an admin, maybe have a little more visibility to how their name shows up. You've got to be really careful with how people can manipulate their accounts to look more legit than they probably are. So Discord is one, but OpenSea is a whole other scary yet, you know, just act with caution space, because one project, let's just say, for example, like the one where I've seen duplicated the most is actually the Goat Society, which was one of the first projects I got involved in. But you'll see duplicate OpenSea accounts made for popular trending projects. And at one point, I want to say the Goat Society had at least like 6 or 7 replicas where the name is the exact same, but there might be an extra Y, there might be a period, something might have an extra space, or instead of the Real Goat Society, it says it's the Real Goat Society. These people who do this are using very minor variations. They're using the same profile pictures and really doing their best to look exactly like the real project. And one that I saw that was crazy, I saw this the other day for the first time. I got hit up by my buddy and he was like, "Hey man, I just bought a Meta Billionaire. This is one of the projects, one of the more expensive projects I got involved in." And I was like, "Oh, sweet man. Like, nice. Send me the link. I want to see it." So he sent me the link to it. And on OpenSea, a verified profile has a blue sort of check indicator, but it's like to the bottom right of the actual project. It's not in the profile picture. This project had taken the profile picture of Meta Billionaires and added a blue check mark to the profile picture. So when you pulled it up, the icon looked like it had a blue check on it, like a Twitter or like an Instagram. It looked verified, but it was not the verified project. And he had bought one thinking that it was verified, thinking that it was legit, and ended up, I mean, essentially just like giving money to this hack, to this scam organization that looked just like this with a fraudulent profile picture. So OpenSea is another one where you need to cross-reference the project. How do you cross-reference an OpenSea project? I'm glad you asked, because the way that I do this is you verify the link 3 times again. You go to the social media profile. Usually there will be like a link tree or a page that leads you to multiple links. You go to the official links in the Discord, and then you go to the website, and you make sure all of those things are connecting back to the same profile. So honestly, in a lot of these situations where you're going to either a social media profile, you're going to an OpenSea project, a Discord server, whatever that may be, I've been using this rule of threes like almost every single time. Like, I need to know that this is the one, because it is a very hacky, scammy space right now, and you've got to be able to see through that.
Yeah, and that's great advice. You know, and it is easy. It's easy just to go to a Twitter account and see, like, join the Discord or Instagram and see the link and join the Discord and get in.
Yep.
Right. So yeah, you definitely want to do your cross referencing for that. Yeah, I think you know, the rug pulls and the scams is something that is going to continue on into 2022.
Yep.
And if not, it's just going to get more extensive as more money is being made in the space. There's going to be more scams.
Yep.
So yeah, follow Jeb's advice.
From someone who has like lived and breathed this in a very like hurt. I mean, I didn't get like totally destroyed by it, but it definitely sucked. But other things to watch out for. I mean, you know, we hit on like OpenSea and Discord, which are probably two of the most popular sort of like platforms that you're going to be interacting with in the space. You know, other things, other elements of this process, mint sites. Mint sites, you know, the day of the mint is going to be a really, is a time for hackers to really make their money, because that's when people are ready to purchase. Hackers know that they're going to be clicking links, they're going to be connecting their MetaMask, they're going to be connecting their wallets, and they're going to be press and go on minting an NFT. So you'll see when you join a Discord or the Dave the Mint, that you might get a lot of DMs about people saying, hey, mint here, or if there's a giveaway going on, enter for the giveaway here. A lot of those links are going to be fake. And well, I mean, a lot. All of them are going to be fake links unless they're in the official links or in the actual project's hemisphere. So you've got to really understand that during these surges of activity, hackers are smarter than they have ever been before. And frankly, it's so easy to touch people in Discord with a direct message that you've got to second guess and act with caution. But outside of the platforms, I mean, we just talk about projects themselves, because I think there's a couple of things that you want to watch out for when you're looking at projects. Yeah, the first one for me is team. Yep.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Yeah. When you're on the website, go down, look at their team. They should have a marketer, a developer, a founder, visionary, like mm-hmm. you should see a team of like 6 to 8, 10 people.
Yep.
And then some of them will have their LinkedIn mm-hmm. profile. So you can go in there and you can go and check that out. So, I mean, that's a great thing to do, because you want to make sure that these are real people.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting too is whether it's a public team or if it's this, you know, made up team where each team member is just a NFT character and there's no actual face behind it, that usually would probably mean that they don't want you to know who they are, and that may not be a good thing. I don't want to say there's never been a successful NFT project without a public team, but you get to make the call for yourself as to whether or not you want to know who they are and who they aren't. Another one is going to be the type of communication happening in the Discord. I will say that, like, I don't think I have a great thesis on this yet, because I've seen NFTs pop where the Discord was super spammy. It was get 100 XP so you can get whitelisted, and the chat's moving so fast you can't even read it. But then I've also seen NFTs with much slower chats where I'm like, okay, and they haven't really worked, or much more legit seeming chats, and they haven't worked out, or they've lost value right off the jump. So I'm still trying to figure out what sort of my Discord thesis is, but it's another data point I think you need to evaluate.
Yeah, I agree. I've experienced the same thing to where I've been in, and I want to ask a question. Mm. And sometimes they even have another chat that has like the slow chat.
That's right.
Yeah. Or, you know, just because the ones that are going too fast, I mean, it's almost too much to keep up with. Like, mm-hmm. My brain can't even keep up with, you know, just the scroll.
Oh my gosh.
It, right.
Yeah.
So the slow chat, and then obviously, you know, what you'll see is that a lot of these projects have a Discord manager. Or a moderator.
Yep.
Somebody. And that's probably even a couple of people, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that if you're asking questions, I mean, you know, if you got, you know, a couple hundred people that are asking questions at the same time, you know, you got to try and get to those people. So sometimes you have to, you know, have somebody in there to kind of help manage that.
And you think about having, I mean, projects will flex 40,000, 50,000, 80,000 Discord members. I mean, just think about like if a thousand of those people get active in a window, that's so many people trying to communicate. It can be chaos.
Yeah.
But then again, in some cases, that's been a major proponent for moving volume on these NFT projects. So I'm really trying to, I don't know, that really sits on me for some reason. Like, is this Discord thing really like the best way for this communication to happen? Because to me, it's almost just like, you know, I guess they realized that they needed a more direct, consistent channel of communication than, let's say, like email marketing or text message marketing. So they said, hey, Discord, why don't we just throw a bunch of people into Discord, without really understanding that, like, as a community member, I'm having a really hard time finding community in a Discord with 10,000 people in it.
Yeah. Another thing you're seeing is AMAs now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So help me understand something. Maybe you know more than I know, but AMAs, is that kind of like, basically a question answer type
It's kind of like Clubhouse in Discord, okay, where there's a couple guys, people can chat and listen in, and usually they're kind of just going through the feed of the, it's like a channel you'll tune into, like you would join a certain chat channel in a Discord, and you can listen to it, and they're usually talking. There will be a couple of guys. The interface kind of feels like Clubhouse too, if you ever on there, where there's like icons, you can see who's speaking. And then there will be people in the chat sort of making comments and talking, and they'll riff on that. The AMA that I was a part of, frankly, like, it was for the giveaways leading up to the reveal. And I don't know if I had just had really high expectations for it or what, but it was just a lot of like, everyone get in the chat, spam the chat, you know, Waka Flock is jumping on, like, this is going to be a thing. And I was like, I guess I kind of get it. Like, you want people to get excited, and like that influencer sort of presence has worked as, I mean, that influencer presence has worked since Instagram started, really, like, for getting people excited and joining in on a wave. But I don't know. I'm starting to like really change my, I don't know, change just like what gets me excited about NFTs.
Yeah,
over the past couple of
weeks. I agree. I'm not necessarily sold on the celebrities,
yeah,
or, you know, sports players and stuff.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, when I see the feed going crazy, I think something happens emotionally.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, man, I want to get in on this. I don't want to miss out. Uh-huh. And I always go back to the missing out on it, especially if I like it.
Yep.
Right. Because it's either two things, whether, you know, if I kind of like the project and I feel, mm-hmm, like I can buy this and then it just explodes.
Yeah.
Right. Then that's cool. Or I like the project, I want to buy it and sit on it and be a part of the community.
Yeah.
Right? So then I'm not really like, I just want to be able to get it. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, it's interesting when you mentioned Discord about that communication. You know, it'd be interesting if there was like a YouTube live to where you can see somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have a chat within that. Somebody
for sure.
That, right. So, you know, something is going to happen. I don't know, mm-hmm, if Discord's going to be it, but security is going to have to be huge.
Yeah.
Right? There's got to be something.
Yeah. Security is such a thing right now, it seems like.
Yeah.
Other red flags, you know, that are worth calling out. The roadmap is something you'll hear a lot of people talk about. And if you haven't heard of what a roadmap is before, the roadmap is essentially like you could call it the business plan of the NFT. You know, what is going to be happening throughout the life of this project over the next, you know, X amount of months, over the next couple of years, whatever that may look like. And a roadmap with utility that actually is going to bring some sort of value or impact to the community beyond just like, we're going to release more NFTs, or, you know, they're going to look a little different. Like, maybe look for something where there is going to be high impact value over time, as opposed to just a very sort of like copy and paste sort of approach to how that project is going to develop, as another way for you to vet if you want to get involved with a project.
Yeah, you'll see some that you'll see now, because obviously the NFTs are kind of a token into the metaverse. Mm-hmm. So you'll see, you know, we'll once we sell out, we'll buy metaverse land,
yep,
on Decentraland or the Sandbox, which, mm-hmm, which is a good move if you really want to bring that community in and maybe have an, yep, in-game experience,
mm-hmm,
right? Or if you want to have some sort of a meetup or,
yeah,
a conference or a party or whatever, mm-hmm, happens, I think that's an opportunity too, because you know, quite frankly, metaverse is super hot right now.
Yeah,
and a lot of these collections want to have metaverse ready.
Yep,
NFTs.
And the last one I'll throw in, I'm kind of hesitant to throw this one in, but I will anyways, is like volume of sales. So for flippers, this is going to be something they're really looking at. You're going to go to like an IC.tools, you're going to go to a Crypto Slam, whatever it may be, and you're going to look for volume, transactions, whatever that may look like over a given period of time. You know, if you're in the flip space, you're probably looking for transactions by the minute, if not, you know, faster than that. But from a more macro perspective, if you just want to give like a vet on a project, is to understand like, are these moving over the past day? Is there activity around this project in terms of buying and selling? This is a good sign that the project is healthy and relevant, so you're not getting into something that's completely dead. And that's probably even a good thing to vet some of the maybe even more artist-backed projects, just to make sure that you're getting into something that is alive, frankly. You may not be looking at it to understand if you're going to be able to make a quick flip, but it might be a helpful checkpoint in your NFT journey to be looking at volume of sales or transactions over a given period of time.
Yeah, it's a good point. So the scams are very real.
So real.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we just wanted to communicate, you know, through our own experiences, you know, what we've been through and some of what we're seeing in a space, right? You'll see news almost every day that, you know, something new is happening in space, whether if it's, mm-hmm, a scam or whether if it's a success, or, you know, there's just a lot of momentum And going into 2022, it's going to be who knows what's going to happen. But I see this as a long term play, and it's still being super exciting.
Yeah.
Into this into 2022.
Yeah, I'm in it. We're in it. Yeah. We're going to keep rocking. Yeah,
we definitely are.
But guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As always, get into the comments. Let us know on social if you have any specific questions around your journey in NFTs, crypto, metaverse, whatever it is. We love it all. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
See ya.
Peace.